follow the messages on screen to read an audio that your information becomes available. This station
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome, Cameron.
What are you pointing at?
What? No, my iPad was doing weird stuff.
Oh.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing?
We're just going to chitty chat about nothing.
Yeah, welcome to
Mindless, nothing.
Mindless Banner 18.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? We're breaking in the new studio. We're popping the cherry on this sucker.
This is the maiden voyage. The maiden voyage.
Yeah, exactly. We were breaking champagne bottles and stuff in there.
Yeah, we've just been going crazy.
Yeah.
We still left all that crap. Like our old studio, just a big dump that we've left.
Exactly. There's like gear and there's like machetes. And
if there's ever like an event, we go down here like, what is all this garbage in this room?
What happened? Yeah, so. But we're here in the brand new studio. You guys can't see it because this one obviously isn't videotaped.
Probably sounds the same.
Yeah. But you know, it should sound better. I should hope it sounds better.
It's
actually
a lot nicer stuff.
So we're here. We're ready. And you know what? We're gonna do something a little bit different today for Mindless Banner. Usually, once in a while, I'll grab some.
We're flip flopping.
Yeah, we're flip flopping. I'll grab some like news articles that are really stupid. But actually, Cam did it this time.
I'm going to talk about the stupid stuff.
Yeah, he's got stupid stuff to talk about. And then we're going to talk about one of the most popular conspiracy theories out there in the prepper sphere.
Of all time.
The prepper sphere. They're all about, and we're talking about FEMA death camps, FEMA camps. I don't know. FEMA.
I'd heard about the camps. I didn't know that they were considered like concentration camps.
Well, that's the conspiracy.
Super interesting.
That's the conspiracy.
Hey, real quick though.
Yeah.
This episode's brought to you by Super Essie Straps.
Sure is.
Super Essie Straps has everyday wear and carry gear that bridges the gap between useful daily EDC tools and SHTF supplies.
Mm.
They've got paracord bracelets with 30 plus items built in, including a flashlight, fishing kit, bottle opener, or seatbelt cutter. Their handkerchiefs double as a Faraday bag. I say it different every time. And storage pouch. Their hanks have survival functions incorporated into the ripstop fabric, allowing them to serve as a camp saw, water filter, fire starter, cancer cure.
Yeah.
Finally, their line of custom morale patches not only have helpful references info like the 9-line medevac request and Morse code, but they have a built-in covert storage pocket in the backing of the Velcro where
yeah, they do.
Themed emergency kits are hidden inside the patch.
You can keep like an emergency condom or something in there, probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
That's exactly what I was going to put there.
Uh-huh.
Find them online. Go to superessiestraps.com, use casual preppers, and get $5 off your order and a free P38 and saw.
Oh, gosh. That's a deal.
Like a metal saw, or do you get like a wood saw?
Maybe you just get a copy of the
movie. Bandsaw.
DVD.
I want a jigsaw.
Yeah. Yeah, go check out Super Essie Straps.
Saw,
they got some good
saw
stuff.
Saw 4.
Yeah, Saw
can
4.
Can I request Saw 4?
That's what I want. Blu-ray, please.
So, yeah.
So, let's talk, Cam. You got some news articles.
Yeah, let's just get these articles out of the way,
let's
huh?
do it,
How about it? So, number one.
Yeah.
Man becomes world's stinging nettle champion after devouring 58 feet of the plant.
He ate it?
He ate it.
What
That's the champ. Yeah, they have, like, this thing. So, Hungry Tony Jays munched his way to an annual World Stinging Nettle Championship by eating 58 feet of the stinging plant.
Oh my gosh.
He devoured the leaves from 29 2-foot-long stems of nettles to take the title. Now that's a man there. But guess what? There's a woman too. Retired school teacher Lindy Rogers, 67, won the women's category by getting through 46 feet of nettles.
What the crap?
Although 67... years old, only decided to enter the eccentric contest at the last minute. Like, you know what? I'm going to bust this. I'm going to screw this place up. Her technique of dipping the nettles into her cider proved decisive.
Well, that's something, man.
So anyway, yeah, if you want to be
can you imagine
a freaking beast, just eat that stinging nettle.
Hey, dear, I just saw on Facebook they're having a stinging nettle eating competition. I think I'm going to go check it out.
I know. I'm like.
And then he wins.
What the crap? I've never seen or heard anything like this.
Who eats it anyways?
I don't know. And the guy said, I'm thrilled to have won. My tongue's black today, but I feel fine.
Worth it.
And she said, I had a nice glass of pear and apple cider, which I dunked the rolled up leaves into to make them more moist and easier to go down. They're stinging nettle and weird. Anyway,
Wow. That's
pretty cool.
That's something,
Bet you
man.
Never knew that
Probably
event
on
was
like
going on.
ESPN 19 or something, you know?
I was like, holy crap.
Two rednecks like us probably, like talking about, hey, look at that.
I'm like, think of all the different plants. It's like, why don't we pick the worst?
Yeah. What about poison
ivy?
Where's
the poison ivy?
No. We'll just go with stinging nettle.
Make sure the leaves go down this way because this way you don't want that. My whole mouth is swelled. I wonder how many people go into the ER after that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, my stomach hurts.
They probably
Oh, I ate 50 feet of stinging nettle.
What do
you
do?
I didn't win, too. It sucks.
Worst part is I didn't win.
Bull crap. Here's another event. I guess these humans, they're just amazing.
These humans.
So this was in Belgium. Belgium.
Ooh, yeah.
A Belgian man sat on a toilet for nearly 5 days this week in a bid to set a world record.
I think I could do it.
I know. I could too. I'm on there enough. It's just the breaks in between to do other things that
I know
breaks up my record.
Sometimes I'm like, why am I still here? Like, I'm looking at my phone.
I remember sitting here yesterday.
Yeah.
So Jimmy Defreni.
Oh, nice. Jimmy D.
48-year-old is learning to be a bus driver.
He's learning? Is that what you said?
48, learning to be a bus driver.
Well, I'm just winning bus driver school.
Well, I'm going to break this butt in real quick. Set himself a challenge of sitting for 165 hours on a toilet, set up specifically in the middle of a bar for the purpose of breaking the record. Self-mockery is the best humor there is. Why am I doing this? Why not? There's nothing I like more than people making fun of me because then I can do the same to them. That's the whole purpose in life.
I just want to be able to make fun of other people.
So, yeah, he sat there every hour. He said, man, my leg's very tired and my legs hurt, but I believe my success and try at this record is going to make it official.
I just want to thank God for getting me through this.
I know.
Great people at
the
Kohler.
The only breaks he took were... ironically, to go and take a crap and pee.
That's what I was going to ask.
The toilet itself wasn't plumbed.
Oh, it wasn't. Oh. I was going to say, if he's
just
sitting there.
Everybody's watching you like.
After 5 days,
it
at some point.
It just came on.
Yeah. Wow.
But yeah.
That's crazy.
Look at him. He looks like a dude from the United States.
He's ready, man. That's awesome.
So that's quite the record.
I like that.
They haven't gotten in touch with the Guinness Book of World Records. Apparently, they.
Geez, call them.
Yeah, I know. Well, they have, but they haven't gotten back to them.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So you may or may not see that in the next Guinness Book of World Records.
Can't wait for it to come out. That's good. That's good.
The next one is this is the one I was telling Kobe about. Thousands of male Reddit users quit sex for No Nut November.
Oh, yes.
This actually was last year, coming up this year, they're doing it again. This November, thousands of men have attempted to abstain from ejaculation. The reasons why are somewhat unclear. No Nut November community is popular on Reddit, so go on there if you want to be part of this. 16,500 subscribers.
Wow.
Some do it just for the memes. Others do it just for actual self-improvement. Those have found it hard to go even a few days without masturbating attempt to challenge the dependency. So these men are just trying to make themselves better. I'm actually kind of mad I have to finish it, but it's my own fault for starting. That's what one Reddit user said.
Well, that could go several ways there.
Yeah, that's the other way around. No Nut November, sometimes called Nut Vanquishers.
Nut Vanquishers.
Thought Slayers, and simply Soldiers. Oh, let's make it cool. We're freaking soldiers. The goal is simple. You cannot ejaculate. Sex counts. So does birthday sex. You can touch it. You can get close, but you cannot reach to a point of no return.
Oh, man.
This one was weird. I know it's a little inappropriate, but I'm like, it's got to go in here. This is ridiculous.
People, I swear,
this has actually been the longest I've gone without nutting since I've started back when I was 12.
Oh, my gosh.
Personally, this helped me a lot with dealing with my addiction, and I don't think I could have done this without the support of the community.
Addicted to ejaculation.
The enemies are closing in on me. If I don't make it, don't lose hope, soldiers. That's an order from your commander. Oh. You're all going to make it all right. No, leave me behind and go forward.
No Nut Commander.
Some of the people quoted, that's funny. But anyways, if you're real interested in abstaining for a month, you got a community on Reddit, go check them out.
Go check it out and then let us know how that goes.
Yeah.
You know,
let's hear it.
Give us weekly updates.
Okay, so this one is in Florida. Let's go back to the United States. Well, I guess that was United States too. Florida man's girlfriend gets McDonald's order wrong, so he attacks her with his sauce packets.
Oh, well.
Florida man allegedly attacked his girlfriend with sweet and sour packets after becoming enraged because she bought the wrong food.
Hey, you don't waste sweet and sour packets.
I can't believe how many of these
there's
like,
a lot.
Stories that are McDonald's related.
Yeah.
Like people that go to McDonald's make
like,
the news
or like
all the
they'll
time.
Call the cops because they're out of McNuggets
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got another one.
Oh, dude.
The next, the last one. So this, that's McDonald's. I had like four from McDonald's. Like, I'm better switch it up a little bit. According to the arrest report, 30-year-old Jesus Oscar Ferreira Jr.
Jesus.
I didn't say Jesus.
I'm pretty sure it's Jesus.
I want to say Jesus because it's funny. Was charged with felony battery after he allegedly assaulted the mother of his child on Sunday evening. He says, I guess he'd been part of some other physical alterations, I'm sure.
Mm.
Called at a motel in Zephyr Hills? Zephyr Hills. I thought, like, Syphilis Hills, Florida.
So that would be about right for Florida.
The victim advised a verbal argument ensued in which the defendant began striking them with sweet and sour packets in the head and face area.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's funny because the cops noted marks on the woman's body that were consistent with the statements.
Yeah, that's a sweet and sour dent right
Look
there.
Look at that little ripply. That's the end of the sweet and sour packet.
Oh, I licked her forehead. She tasted a little sweet and a little bit sour.
I've seen this before. This isn't Buffalo Ranch.
Last time it was honey mustard. This time it's sweet and sour. It's just a progression. Next time it's barbecue sauce and you know where it goes from there.
Catch your packets. Keep coming.
Yeah.
This is trouble. So anyways, don't get pissed and throw your packets.
That's why you have to write down the order
yeah.
when it comes down to it. If you want to get it right, you have to write it down. All right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's just my advice.
That's exactly what you need to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Freaking abusers, man.
I know, man.
Find any way to do it.
Whatever they can find, they're going to abuse
it. Packets. I want a ranch.
That ranch there is just not good, though.
No.
You don't want it.
The sweet sour sauce is good.
It's fantastic, yeah.
Okay, so this is the last one. This one involves McDonald's as well.
Jeez.
The investigation started with a McDonald's sandwich.
Mm.
As he was starting his shift earlier this month, police officer with the Marion County Sheriff's Office in Indianapolis went to heat up his McChicken and fries, which never do that anyway.
He heated it up?
Yeah. When he found some unsettling evidence, someone had taken a bitten out of my mail.
Someone done got a bitten out of here.
I know I didn't eat it. The cop who identified himself to the press.
Oh, it was a cop.
Only as DJ, yeah. The cop had gone to reheat his meal.
That's even
and
better.
And there was a bite out of it.
That's even better.
I said, you know what? I'm going to McDonald's and see if I can get this taken care of. This is all during that, you know, the water dumping on the police. So they're all pissed about everybody
yeah.
anyway.
They're all
getting
wet.
Treated like crap.
They're all wet and pissed already.
Yeah. So he had seen this, you know, viral trend dumping water on officers, fueled claims from the unions in New York and elsewhere. Disrespect for police had reached a boiling point. So he's like, I'm going down there.
Yeah.
I won't figure this out.
I'm done with
I'm
this.
I'm pissed. So, I just want to find out who the person was and deal with that person in an appropriate way. However appropriately,
what's appropriate
police, yeah.
At that point? I just don't know.
Both McDonald's and the sheriff's office launched a full investigation to find the truth. But on Friday, police found that the culprit was not an employee who wanted to mess with the law enforcement. Instead, DJ simply forgot that he'd already taken a bite out of his McChicken.
That is so awesome.
The employee took a bite out of the sandwich upon starting his shift at the Marion County Jail, then placed it in the refrigerator in a break room. And they said, the police said in a statement, he returned nearly 7 hours later, which he's reheating that after seven hours.
That's not good.
Later, having forgot that he had previously bitten the sandwich.
Oh my gosh.
The sheriff's office added he wrongly concluded that McDonald's restaurant employee had tampered with his food because he's a law enforcement officer.
Oh my gosh.
The officer has now formally apologized to McDonald's for the false accusations. Probably made a few more orders, but the Indianapolis officer isn't the first to wrongly accuse a fast food chain of tampering with his food. In 2016, an 18-year-old Subway employee in Layton, Utah was arrested on accusations of lacing the police officer's drink with THC. That's a lot different.
Oh, geez, yeah.
It's definitely been a worry that this is going to affect me for years to come, the teen said in that case. So you got to be careful. You can't accuse people immediately that they ate your food because you probably took a bite out of
it. So did the officer go, my mixed steak? My mistake.
That's exactly what he said.
I'm sure you, I mean, you have that chance you're going to do
Marion County Sheriff's Office appraised McDonald's for its cooperation in getting to the bottom of the sandwich mystery. We recognize that McDonald's is a valued civic partner, and any insinuation in private or in the media to the contrary is unfounded, police said.
We're always on the lookout for that Hamburglar.
I'm going to continue to get orders. But man, reheating a
McChicken
and fries 7 hours later.
McChicken is probably possible.
That's true. That's true. Because it's just a big nugget.
The fries will turn to styrofoam.
But even that bread would just be so gross. But I'm like, that's so funny. I'm pissed off.
I know.
I'm going down there. Figure this out. And then they probably looked at surveillance. They're like, the sheriff, you ate it right here, buddy.
There's a video of you taking a bite of that McChicken, bro.
Should I cover this up? Oh, crap.
Yeah. Anyway. What do you do at that point? You've made a stink about it.
Yep.
You know?
So there's some exciting news going around.
Yeah, it sounds like it's very exciting when it comes down to it.
Yep.
Well, my thing is locked up completely.
That's good.
I know. So we're going to talk about today.
You want this?
I mean, I might be able to use my phone here. Okay. Today we're going to talk about...
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Are you?
I forgot one article.
Oh, you got one. Good.
Just real quick.
Okay.
Paranormal pirate.
Okay.
Woman marries and divorces 300-year-old pirate ghost.
Oh.
Have you seen anything
I have
on
not.
That?
I have not seen that, no.
Okay. Till death do us part. A Northern Ireland woman has divorced her 300-year-old ghost pirate husband named Jack, of course.
Well, how did they get married?
Because he was using her and tried to kill her.
Oh, my gosh.
Amanda Teague, 46, appeared in Britain's This Morning Today, where she spoke about marrying the ghostly groom in the international waters in 2016, which led to her decision to end the relationship.
My health
kept getting worse. Ended up with sepsis.
Oh, geez.
The cause of her ailments, she explained, it was Jack, who acted like an energy vampire and using her as an energy source.
Jack.
So there were a lot of red flags, she said. After the operation, I realized it was definitely him. I'm really proud that I've managed to get my life back together. So there you go. Women are marrying. What's that one ghost? She's having a baby for a ghost.
Yeah, that was a girl in the UK, right?
Yeah, yeah. So apparently this lady has been married to a 300-year-old one for a while, but she's getting a divorce.
See, I just want to understand.
So I wonder who's going to get what.
How did
out of that divorce?
The you booty's the mine.
You get the ghost boat.
Son of a. Divorce is horrible.
The cannons
are mine. My eye patch is staying with me. I get to keep the parrot.
The gold coins are mine.
Yeah, how many stupid pirate jokes can we do?
Yeah, but I was like, oh my god.
I just wonder, like, when did she get married?
I know. I want to know how the marriage.
Like, I want to see that wedding album.
Me too.
You know what I mean? Like, what do the wedding photos look like? The engagement photos. I just want to know. You know?
He's right here. Can't you see him?
She's got her arm out and standing in front of a big ship or something. Like,
just a wood peg sticking up. You see the wood peg? It's right there.
There's a parrot flying next to her. Oh, geez.
People are awesome.
They are awesome.
Okay, sorry, I interrupted you.
No, you're good. Let's talk about...
This one's pretty cool.
Yeah, so FEMA concentration camps, FEMA death camps, whatever you want to talk, however you want to, you know...
I want to talk about it straight.
You want to talk about it straight. This is a huge, very popular conspiracy, especially with preppers, for some damn reason, and I don't know what that reason is.
Because you would think FEMA would be on our side.
You would think. I think it's one of those hugely mistrust of the government, you know, type thing.
There's
none of that going on. So let's look at what this conspiracy looks like and what it's all about. Because, you know, I've known the basics, but I kind of went into a little bit more of a deep dive to kind of see... What are we talking about here? So, FEMA concentration camps or FEMA death camps or just straight up FEMA camps. These are all things that they've been called. They basically exist in the mind of conspiracy theorists who believe that mass internment facilities have been built across the continental United States by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which is FEMA, right? We all know FEMA. In preparation for a future declaration of martial law or some similar or other nefarious...
So they're going to play in the martial law with FEMA.
That's
so
one.
Let's be honest. FEMA itself is the most weird constructed.
It is
clumped together, big, huge mess I've ever seen.
Yeah, because
so,
it started way a whole long time ago, and it's morphed
and then
into
it
like
started
a bunch of different
started
things,
like consuming different mm-hmm. things, and they've broken it up. And man,
exactly,
so it's a big mess anyway.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about that. But so in some versions of the theory, only suspected dissidents will be imprisoned. So people that, you know, aren't doing what they're supposed to do. And then
Could be just rebelling against the martial law.
Exactly. In more extreme versions, large numbers of U.S. citizens will be imprisoned for the purposes of extermination as a new world order is established. So I'm pretty sure we talked...
So Beyonce and
Jay-Z,
they're going to be all over this.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about we talked about the new world order at one point, right? Didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
I thought we did.
Briefly.
Yeah, we did.
There's so much to that.
There's a ton
to
it.
Like so many different ways. But yeah, we did. We talked about
it. So New World Order is another favorite of a lot of people.
Yeah, it is.
And
it's
so
huge.
That one seems to infiltrate pretty much every conspiracy theory there is.
All of them.
Like, I don't
UFOs,
get it.
New World Order.
New World Order. Yeah. I mean, what's the Monsanto? New World Order.
Volcanoes? New World Order.
New World Order. Yeah. It's insane. So this conspiracy theory, it's existed since the late 1970s, so that's kind of when it got its start. But it's picked up greatly, obviously, with...
This conspiracy started then.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. With internet, you know, the internet.
Internet.
Uh-huh. And then also, you know...
No good for life.
Social media and the internet, it's just sort of made everything go wild. It's like this FEMA camp thing just went wild.
viral video.
Yeah. So what is FEMA when it comes down to it? We've talked about FEMA actually quite a bit.
Yeah.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency. They're here to do good when it comes down to it. They're here to help.
Yeah.
Right? But
we talked a lot about it when we were talking about bunkers.
Exactly.
And that's like, wasn't it the Kennedy administration? That That's when it really took off into its
own. And then let's see. So
after Kennedy.
Originally, it morphed from the Office of Civil Defense.
That's right. It used
to be the Office of Civil Defense.
Which, that was all cool stuff. So
it was super cool stuff. And then, like, I think it was in the 70s, it actually got changed to FEMA. And then,
yeah, so I think it was just after Kennedy that's when it started to...
And then now it's actually under the Department of Homeland Security. So it's kind of
weird. Yeah, it's really weird.
Where it's at, so there...
Because I remember, trying to clarify, and I was like, geez, it's kind of hard to see.
What's going on here? It's
go
really
to their
weird.
Website. It'll show you, all the stuff that it incorporates.
Yeah. So basically,
the list is growing.
They're here, you know, they're tasked with the effective...
Concentration camps link is right at the very
top. It's right at the very top. They're tasked with the effective management of major emergencies within the country, including ensuring the continuity of government. So if you want to know more about that, go listen to our continuity of government episode.
That's the episode I think we brought
up. There's some crazy stuff in there, for sure. During a large-scale disaster such as a nuclear war. So, and then obviously we know that now they're doing a lot with natural disasters. You know, we remember how ridiculous they were with Katrina. And that's the thing when you think about some of these conspiracies. Like, you know, they can't handle Katrina, but they can, you know, effectively take over the world with a new world order. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense when it comes down to it,
it's
right?
It's just a play.
Yeah, I guess so. They're just that good.
They're just trying to
they're that good.
Make you think, oh, well, they're not a threat.
Yeah. So exact claims about the purpose and the nature of the camps vary from one theorist to another, and there is a few of them that are the favorites. One of them is a shadow government, Cameron. So FEMA is what they say is FEMA is a shadow government which will run the show after the puppet government dissolves through a series of executive orders issued by the president.
Wouldn't it be better for a shadow government to be putting out these advice of living through a disaster, because that's perfect for them.
I guess so. I mean,
the
I don't
shadow
know.
Shadow government is already controlling you right off the bat.
Exactly. So
it's cool.
So they're saying that what that means is our
Alec
current,
Baldwin's part of it. Because the shadow, didn't you see that?
I didn't see that, actually.
You didn't?
No.
Good show.
Was it? So basically what it's saying is that our current government right now is a shadow government. It's like just sort of... It's working, but it's not really working. There's people behind
obvious.
The scenes that are that actually sounds true.
Guess what? It's not a shadow.
Yeah,
it's in the open right now.
It's just a joke. So you know, in this theory, FEMA supposedly has the power to declare martial law, which they actually don't. FEMA.
I was gonna say, do they?
FEMA can't.
Okay, it didn't make sense.
Another agency who can is the CDC.
They can.
They can.
That's weird.
That's what I've heard. That's what I've read.
The two. Maybe they're two separate governments. It's going to be like,
I don't know,
instead
man.
Of Republicans and Democrats, it's going to be FEMA's and CDC's.
And CDC's, yeah. So FEMA, you know, if it's in the interest
CDC,
of of public health, they can actually declare martial law and quarantine and do all those types of things that they need to do in a, you know, in an emergency like that where there's a contagion.
Who's the head of the CDC?
I don't know.
Is it okay?
There's somebody. Yeah. Probably a doctor. I don't know.
Probably CEO.
I don't know their name.
Of CDC. But you know, to make that a huge executive decision, you'd think it'd be closely linked to the presidency.
Yeah, and I think it's probably I think it's part probably
over Homeland Security.
No, I don't know.
No, because that would be.
We're gonna have to look in. Maybe we should do an episode on the CDC. That'd be kind of cool.
I think it'd be sweet.
That'd be really cool. Put that down. Type it in right now. So basically, in this theory, like I said, they can declare martial law, round up, you know, 500,000 American citizens into concentration camps. That's what they think. They have enough for half a million people or something. This claim is usually backed up by noting that Mount Weather, which we've talked about several times as well, which is FEMA's headquarters in Virginia, is sort of a spare Washington, D.C. So basically means, you know, that's where the government will run if SHTF happens and they can't do it from the White House or the Capitol building. You know what I mean? But it's also FEMA's headquarters. And so that's why people are like, oh,
it's another government.
That kind of makes sense. You know what I mean? So that's one of the biggest ones, that FEMA is the shadow government. I like that one. That's one's good.
Cool.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Another one is to take our guns. This is why they've built these camps all over the place. A common supposed motivation for the FEMA camps is to allow the evil UN, so the UN is in this, to take away everyone's guns.
Oh, they got part of that.
Which that one I don't understand. Like, how does that work? You know what I mean? They're just going to store the guns there? They're going to call all the gun owners into the concentration camps? I don't know.
Well, if the UN's involved, they're just going to distribute them to the other countries.
Yeah, maybe that's what they're going to
do. Why don't you come and get some of these? You got too many.
Yep. So another one is the North American Union, one world government thing. So what?
Canada?
So yeah, exactly. So it says, what use could the FEMA camps possibly have? Why not use them to detain dissenting U.S. citizens after the consolidation of the North American Union in preparation for the establishment of a one world government? So the North American Union is something that is another conspiracy that people say that Canada, Mexico, and the United States are all going to become one country of some sort. You know, it's going to be one big America. And then these concentration camps are part of that for people to say, I won't do that.
It's funny because we got one country that would probably be all over that.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other country, Canada's like, no.
No, yeah. And we would want it the other way around. So.
Right. That's exactly right. Yeah, yes. You want to be part of this, Canada?
Yeah, come on.
Cool. They're like, no.
Hockey's
Mexico,
good.
Shut up back there. No.
Yeah, so that's another one. Another one is just genocide. They think they're just going to pull people in and start killing them. You know what I mean?
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Because that's what everybody does.
And one of them, this one actually is something that makes sense, especially with FEMA. So for an imminent world-ending disaster, they're just getting ready for it. And that's why they're building these camps. This theory at least assumes that FEMA is a kind of a sort of good actor. FEMA is in on the know. A looming disaster will render most of the world unusable and billions will die. Thankfully, FEMA will be there to keep America chugging along. So they've got these...
They're like the Avengers.
Exactly. Extreme versions state that plans are in place to imprison and kill apolitical American citizens in camps as part of population control. So we just got too many people.
Yeah.
And so we've got to start killing
that
them.
That I can kind of agree with.
Yeah. Yeah. But in April 2014...
That's probably why we've never been invaded, you know?
Yeah.
Russia's like, well, we can get through the military, but then they're FEMA.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Nobody messed with FEMA.
Yeah. And these Russians sound like they're redneck. That's my favorite part of the whole thing.
He's an insider.
He's an insider.
He's a mole.
Yeah. So in another one, you know, in April of 2014, Snopes posted a claim that FEMA was marking houses by political affiliation to round up people for these camps. But in reality, the bright colored coded stickers serve varying purposes for newspaper and mail delivery options. So
they were purple ribbons and they were
yellow ribbons. I don't know what's going on. So
watch this out my house.
Yeah, so where did this come from? Where did all these crazy harebrained ideas come from, Cameron? Do you know?
Same person. Alex Jones. I don't know.
Well, he has talked about it quite a bit. One of the first known references to FEMA concentration camps comes from a newsletter issued by Posse Comitatus. All right?
Okay.
So Posse Comitatus is a far-right survivalist group, and this was in 1982.
Oh, really?
Fantastic year, yes.
Wonder how their survival preps are going.
I don't know.
At this point.
With the warning that hardcore patriots were to be detained in them. So they're saying these camps are there because of these militia groups. And so obviously, the prevalence of the conspiracy theory increased in line with the rise of the militia movement in the 90s. You remember how in the 90s there was all these militias getting together and all that kind of stuff? It was also part of the rhetoric of the now largely disbanded militia of Montana.
Oh, yeah.
And so this is where a lot of them started.
Montana's a weird place.
It is a weird place. Montana and Idaho, you never know what's going on there. Yeah.
White supremacist stuff. It's got all kinds of stuff up there.
The conspiracy theory has been alluded to by Michelle Bachmann. I don't know if you remember her. She was a candidate for Republican president a while ago. I think it was the last election or the election before. I can't remember. Glenn Beck actually talked about it several times.
Oh, really?
But he actually brought on a guy from Popular Mechanics, and they debunked the whole thing live on air.
The FEMA thing?
The FEMA thing. Where that came from. But still, the survivalist community in the militia movement, they're still all over this. I mean, this is still huge. I see it all the time.
Yeah.
I see it all the time on Instagram, in Facebook, in YouTube. YouTube's just got it all over the place. If you want to know about it, Cam's falling asleep over there.
It was a long morning.
Was it?
Yeah.
So is there proof of any of this? That's kind of the big question, right? Because if there's proof, then okay, that, you know, yeah, maybe.
What kind of proof is there?
So the proof that most people show are these videos. There's some videos of these camps, and there's actually like some weird lady in the that's like doing a voiceover talking about, you know, the concentration camps and stuff. It's crazy. And they say there's up to 800 of these around the country or around the world or something too.
800 should cover everybody.
But basically, the one that's the most popular, the video that's going around, is an old Amtrak repair station. Like, I don't even know why they say it's a FEMA concentration camp. It's a repair station. And then there's a picture, a satellite picture of one that they say is a FEMA camp that's really, really popular on the internet. And it actually is a concentration camp, but it's in North Korea. And everybody says that it's in Wyoming. Like, dude, it's just right outside of Cheyenne. No, it's a North Korean concentration camp.
I pass it on I-70 every
I swear,
every time I go
that
to Denver.
Fence and those trees look familiar. That's in Wyoming, no doubt. My cows graze over there every summer.
Yeah.
No, but it's...
I took Life Flight once, went right over top of it. I saw it down there.
Did you say Life Flight?
I rolled over in the gurney, and I could see down there.
Yeah, there it is. I can see it.
Knew it.
Don't stop here.
I thought
here.
I was going there.
Don't stop here, boys. Head to the hospital.
That's really what it is. It's like all these pictures of a Korean concentration camp.
And then somebody had just like putting all this text
on it. Edited in a Walmart near it.
Look, this is a kitty corner to Walmart.
It's up behind Lowe's. Didn't you guys see it?
Walgreens on the other corner. Jeez.
After Shopko closed down, they built it into...
Built it right around Shopko. Then Walmart came in and bought up the whole south end of it. I don't know.
It kind of killed all the attention to it a little bit, but
crazy stuff. Dude.
Crazy town.
So that's kind of crazy. You know, you can actually. I know it's
that
so
sounds
weird.
Just how they do it too.
So Google Earth, a lot of people use Google Earth, like I said, to show some of this
Find
stuff.
All kinds of weird.
So there's
stuff.
There's two thoughts on the Google Earth stuff. So the first side of this thought asserts that they found tons of concentration camps on Google Earth. They're just finding them all over the damn place. And if you believe this is the case, you could go to this. Is that a FEMA camp? I think it's like a website that actually debunks it all. So the second side believes that there
no.
are...
No!
Yeah. It's not. It just says no. It's one page and it says no.
Is this area FEMA camp? No.
No.
Okay.
That's all it says.
That's all I wondered.
The second side believes there are no FEMA camps on Google.
I usually just ask Jeeves. Is this a FEMA camp? No.
So the second side believes there are no FEMA camps on Google Earth because Google is in league with the government to cover up their existence.
I was going to say, who would agree with that big of a company not being part of it?
I know. So
They just took over Apple of having more monies.
Oh, they do. Yeah. They did. They're doing. I was like, where am I going with that? I have no idea. So proponents have actually cited a contingency plan, which is called Rex 84. and it was drafted in part by U.S. Marine Colonel Oliver North, and we all know about that dude, calling for the suspension of the Constitution and the detainment of citizens in the event of a national crisis. This was aimed at left-wing activists, not the libertarians and the far right wingers.
Fart?
That's what I said, isn't it? The far... I was like, I was saying far, and I was reading right, so it came out fart.
Oh, man. You're going to think you're a Democrat.
I know.
Yeah, fart right.
Fart riders. I hate them.
Yeah, stupid
stinky
fart, right.
Fart riders.
I do fart to the right, usually. If I'm going to lift a cheek, it's my right.
That was beautiful. oh, my gosh. Let's just move on. Has this actually ever happened?
Has there been a concentration camp?
Yeah.
In use of such?
Uh-huh. There has been.
Has it really?
Yeah. Well, you know. Do you remember World War II?
I think a martial law thing makes it more real, because that is a total possibility.
But do you remember World War II? I mean, I guess you don't remember it. You weren't here, but have you read about World War II?
Yeah.
And what they did to the Japanese.
Oh, right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true, huh?
So,
Californias and
stuff. Almost 120,000 Japanese were forcibly relocated from the West Coast to internment camps. So this is kind of what they're comparing them to, right? You know, these Japanese internment camps. That's what they see
these
FEMA camps are. Also in the 1830s, the U.S. deported a bunch of Native Americans. You got to stop you and your yawning, bro. Quit it with yawning. It's like the 16th yawn in 2 minutes.
I know. I can't believe it. I don't even feel tired.
That's funny.
I think I took something.
In the 1830s, U.S. also deported many Native Americans of the five civilized tribes, the Cherokee, Muscogee, the Seminole, the Chickasaw, and the Choctaw nations.
Remember from Chickasaw.
From Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi, and Florida to the Indian Territory was now Oklahoma, and that was the Trail of Tears, right? So that was kind of their saying as another internment, but...
That's a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. So have we debunked it? Is this real, or is it, like, completely debunked?
Sounds pretty...
It's been debunked, guys. Come on. Unless you're, like, a super conspiracy theorist. I guarantee there's a whole bunch of listeners right now going, this is not debunked.
I want to send you some articles.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Pictures.
Send them on over to us. We want to read them. Popular Mechanics has published a debunking of some of the various claims proponents of the theory. And like I said, you can find it on YouTube where Glenn Beck did the whole debunking episode on YouTube. It's kind of interesting to see, you know, how Popular Mechanics, and Popular Mechanics does this a lot. They did it with like the 9/11 conspiracies and stuff.
That's a great thing about conspiracies is you can take anything that's clear as day.
Yeah.
And it's you can make it a conspiracy.
You know, I'm not gonna lie. I love conspiracies.
Yeah, no, they're super.
Like, I love it.
Yeah.
But you gotta sort of have your head a little bit, because everything's not a conspiracy.
Yeah.
You know?
You can't lose your mind when people are saying, nah, it's just funny. And like, I have my own conspiracy theories.
You do? What are they?
I don't know. Can't think right now. I'm not telling you.
Why not? I'm not a good enough friend. You can't tell me your conspiracy theories?
Yeah. I guess we'll probably go into more. I don't think the FDA is out for anybody, but.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I think they cover up a lot.
Sure, yeah. No, I can see
that. And allow certain things to go through and be processed for profit.
Yeah.
And then stop things that are good.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Oh, I absolutely think that's probably true, too.
Federal Douchebag Association.
I hear you.
So if you work for the FDA, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And you probably aren't in on it.
There are FEMA... I don't know how to say this.
I'm just a conspirator that money drives everything.
Sure, no, I think
so
that's
it's like
usually
FDA,
true.
Is this good for everybody? It is, but we're not gonna make much money. Screw it.
Yeah, screw it. We don't want to do that. I think let's look at this. FEMA does have some camps. They have like housing facilities. They have places that they've placed across the country, as sort of a precursor to disasters, right? And just in case stuff happens. Oh, we have stuff in this state. Oh, we have an area here that we can take survivors or people that need... They have those things
around.
Well,
they should. I hope they do.
Yeah, I mean, that's the point of what they do, right? Yeah. And so people misconstrue those things as, well, they're getting ready to take over. And it all just started with some crazy right-wing, you know, militia groups saying that's what they're there for. You know what I mean? And they've repurposed these videos of the Amtrak stations and stuff like that to use them, you know, for this conspiracy. It's really interesting conspiracy. And like I said, it's like probably one of the most popular ones for preppers. So I see it all the time on social media.
Crazy.
Yeah. But that's kind of what it is. That's what it's all about. I don't have anything else.
In the end, that will, you know, you think about all the stuff you got to deal with in, you know, an SHTF, mm-hmm. and then the conspirators for the places that are supposed to be helping.
Yeah.
They're like, no.
Yeah.
You know, we want to, like, and, attack people that are trying to do good, you know.
And I think we might talk about this on our next episode, but some of that's actually happening right now with, like, the Ebola outbreak.
Yeah.
Like, yep. I think we talked about this a little bit, where they're actually attacking the people
that
are there.
You mentioned that already.
Because they're worried that they're not on the up and up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah, we have a whole episode we were kind of working on to talk about that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there's strong beliefs that we've created these diseases.
Yeah, so there's some crazy stuff going on, but like I said, I love conspiracies. I love them. But you got to chill. You know what I mean? You got to chill a little
bit. Chill pill.
So FEMA
is... The barbed wire fence behind your Walmart isn't what you thought it was.
Yeah, that's just to keep people from stealing stuff, man. That's all it is.
Mini FEMA camp.
FEMA is largely a good resource for preppers.
Yeah.
And so that's why I don't want people to have like this completely negative view of them. Because they can help in a lot of situations, and they have a lot
of good pretty sure they will.
Resources online that you can use. Yeah. You know what I mean? I have the FEMA app on my phone.
Yeah, it's awesome.
There's some really good stuff, you know? So if you believe in the conspiracy, sometimes you won't be able to take advantage.
Like all those lists are great. Things. Like, grab flashlights, bags. At the very bottom, go to FEMA camp.
Yeah, click here to register for the FEMA concentration camp.
Give us all your information where you live.
Yeah. So anyways,
you can book your rooms already.
Yeah, just get it booked, man. Then you don't have to worry about it. You know where you're going.
Are you allergic to mustard gas?
Yeah. How many guns do you own?
So it's an easy box to fill out. You just type in a number.
How much stinging nettle can you eat?
It's for good. It's for the good of everybody.
Are you allergic to mustard gas? How about ketchup gas?
How quick do you think mustard gas puts you asleep? I don't know. Actually, have you had surgery? How fast?
Click here to order your order of mustard gas and give yourself a self-administered mustard gas test.
We'll send 5 gas kits to you. See which one's more effective.
That's funny.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah, so that's the FEMA.
Watch out.
Yeah, that's the FEMA conspiracy.
They're out there to hurt us.
They're out to get us.
But no, go to their website, actually. They have like so many good resources on
there. They do. They really do, don't they?
Like it's really hard to decide where they've come from because it's like this group.
Yeah. So anyways, that's all I got, man.
You would think the CDC and FEMA would be like...
together. Yeah. Well...
like they kind of are, but
well,
I mean...
Well, yes, but they have slightly different roles.
Red Cross. Does Red Cross fall under FEMA?
No. Red Cross, I think they're a private organization.
Oh, yeah, they are.
So they're
out for good. They're just stealing your blood for vampire. They're a vampire. The head vampire is the head of Red Cross.
So, obviously, the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, all they worry about is disease.
Yeah.
And so FEMA worries about
disaster.
But they
have all the preparation stuff, too, just the same.
Yeah, they do.
You know
they have
mean?
The same stuff.
That's on like,
I have the CDC app as well.
Yeah, the CDC app's awesome. I look at that on a regular basis.
So I know people hate the government. There's some really good resources. That's why I'm saying, like, if you're a conspiracy theorist, you're not taking full advantage of all these resources that you could as a prepper, right?
As much as we all hate the government, I really think the government in general is trying to help.
They're trying to help.
They're a bunch of
idiots.
Just a big freaking mess of people.
Yeah. It's definitely a cluster of
They try and they fail. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm interested, there's a lot more details on that Flint thing of Michigan.
Yeah, sure.
That, like... it was like the government project.
Oh, it was, yeah.
To work on, like use people, get jobs, and it just turned into a freaking catastrophe.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So it's just stuff like that, you know, it's like they're not really trying to get away, or, you know, get rid of people and ruin lives. They just end up doing it
anyway.
They
just do it. It's an accident. It's just a byproduct of government.
But maybe you believe that they were just trying to do it.
So.
Anyway,
That's what we got today, guys.
Good stuff.
Appreciate you hanging out.
You know what? We were going to do a review, but. We forgot that stuff.
Oh, yeah. In the new studio, things are all ganked up over here.
Yeah, we got some survival boxes and we need to review. So
yeah, we got a bunch of stuff.
Why don't you just go to their website and order something?
You got to. Why haven't you
yet? Use our discount. It's pretty easy. It's the same on every one of them.
Go to survival boxes. Go to battle box. Jeez, come on.
Yeah.
People. Super Essie straps. Tack pack.
Do it.
I know. So, you know, we've been working on our special project.
Yeah.
That Cam keeps trying to give away clues on.
I just said, yeah. What more did I say?
Don't say that. All right. We're about halfway done.
Yeah.
What do you think?
We've
spent a good time.
It has been a pretty fun time.
It's been fun. The whole last half is going to be
even interesting
funner.
Stuff.
It is. Yeah.
Speaking of conspiracies.
See, you keep trying to give away what it is.
I didn't say anything.
Oh my gosh. Remind me to never tell you.
I'm talking about our podcast.
Yeah, I know.
We're a conspiracy.
We are a conspiracy.
Do we exist? Are we part of the government?
We could be.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. Well, thanks, guys. Appreciate you guys hanging out. Thank you for subscribing if you have subscribed. If you haven't subscribed, what the hell, bro? Go subscribe. All right.
If you listen to this, you've done something.
Yeah. So just go ahead.
Go look it up and subscribe.
Exactly.
Who is this?
Who is it? All right, guys. We'll see you next time.